Well, good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Well, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year as well. I hope everybody had an amazing Christmas and New Year's to come as well with friends and family. I certainly had lots of fun with my family and friends. We did not receive 40 people as when I was young, and unfortunately, I did not have any cherries marinated in grappa. That's okay. But I did have some downtime, which was amazing. You know, sometimes that little lull between Christmas and New Year's, and that downtime for me was especially important, just to take time and ponder and look at things. When I preached the fourth Sunday of Advent, that final part of our Coming Home series, I had ended my homily with this prayer. Lord, may your presence with me today touch the hearts of those I meet, either through the words I say, the prayers I pray, the life I live, or the very person that I am. Without even really knowing it, this prayer is very much connected to our message in our gospel today. The gospel presents amazed people and shepherds and a reflective Mary. The people are amazed because the shepherd told them about the message they heard from the angel. Everything took place as the angel said. They would find an infant in the manger who would be savior of the world. Just imagine that scene for a moment. Shepherds kneeling before Jesus, and then they share their amazing experience with everyone. And this is what Father Mike invited us all to do at the Christmas Mass as we knelt in front of our own manger here in our church. Whatever they, the shepherds, experienced in Bethlehem, in their simple faith, saw something very special. In that simple scene, they were amazed. And I hope the same is for you, because we are very much like the shepherds. And Father Mike touched on this on his homily at Christmas. We, like the shepherds, are common, everyday working people who've been called to witness the miracle of God's salvation in the form of Jesus. Just like the shepherds, we are called to the manger. And this is an amazing grace. We've been called by God to witness His presence on earth in our everyday lives, in our homes, in our workplace, our community. And that's pretty much the essence of that prayer. Lord, may your presence with me today touch the hearts of those I meet, either through the words I say, the prayers I pray, the life I live, the very person that I am. We are also amazed because we are not alone. Because we are sons and daughters of God, calling our Father, Abba. Just like we mentioned in that second reading, and we are amazed. Because when life troubles weigh on us, we still can experience the reality of His presence. We know no matter what the future holds, positive or negative, we do not have to face it alone. The very name of the Lord that we read in Scripture confirms this. He is called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. His name is Jesus, the name which means Yahweh saves us. The Almighty Creator of the universe cares so much for each one of us that He guides us to a life full of meaning, to a life united to His own, to salvation. We are amazed because we are loved unconditionally by a God who is love. Especially today, we are called to reflect on all these things in our hearts. Just like Mary in today's gospel, she reflects in her heart the events of Jesus' birth. She knows better than anyone that this child is both hers and God's. I could imagine the expression on her face as she hears from the shepherds their account of the angels directing them, singing to them, and to know that the world has been changed due to the presence on earth of this child which was within her. Mary has a unique role to play in mankind's salvation. She gives birth to the Savior. She stands beneath the cross. She becomes our mother. Her role in the work of the Lord does not end at his birth. It continues even now as we call upon her as the mother of God, as our mother. Today is the feast called Mary, Mother of God, and not just the mother of Jesus. Mary gave birth to the human child that is Jesus. But that child is the second person of the Blessed Trinity. Jesus is both human and divine. Two natures, as they say, but only one person. Mary, as the mother of Jesus, is also the mother of that second person. And that person is God, one with the Father and the Holy Spirit. There's a beautiful song that I love. It's called Mary, Did You Know? And one of the lines in that song says, when you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. That's an amazing mystery. Now, we are not expected to be able to fully understand or even to explain all this, because I know I don't have all the answers. But the nature of God is unique, and it's quite beyond us. But it is a beautiful mystery. And what we need is a simple and trusting faith of the shepherds. Today, we honor the unique privilege of Mary and her relationship with God. But not only that, our own calling to the manger, inviting each and every one of us to participate in our own personal relationship with God through Jesus. Let me share this thought with you. Mary's greatness, and indeed the greatness of any person, was not in her birth, or her parents, or her son, but in her unconditional response to God's call. In her hearing and being attentive to the word of God. Now this from the moment, the very moment of her saying yes at the Annunciation, and her standing silently in grief at the foot of the cross, she was full of grace. Not only for being chosen to be God's mother, but in her total openness to be filled with that love, which is God. We too, each one of us here, is grace. And we can be full of grace, not because we were baptized, but because our own total openness to the ways of Jesus. By our opening up to God's call as it unfolds in the unique circumstances of each one of our lives. Mary had a unique relationship with the Blessed Trinity. Listen to this. As daughter of the Father, mother of the Son, and spouse of the Holy Spirit. Her feelings are beautifully expressed in the Magnificat, which she spoke with her visit with her cousin Elizabeth. As she said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliest of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength in his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts and has brought down the powerful from their thrones. He has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. And he has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham, and to the descendants forever." She is filled with joy as the recipient of God's love. And that is a tremendous responsibility. God has looked with favor on this girl. Through her yes, she became a partner and a major contribution in the work of salvation. No wonder all generations call her blessed. The Mighty has done great things for her. She nurtured and raised Jesus, God's own Son, our Savior. Today's feast is one of great joy for Mary herself as Jesus' mother. And for all of us who can look to her as our guide, it's precisely on this journey of faith that Mary comes to meet us, support us, guides us. And we, like the shepherds, as we look forward to this new year ahead, let us live each day amazed and bursting out by the seams, waiting, serving, loving, and trusting that the Lord will transform our lives and everyone that we meet. Let us start 2019 with this prayer. Carry it in your heart. Lord, may your presence with me today touch the hearts of those I meet, either through the words I say, the prayers I pray, the life I live, or the very person that I am. Amen. Happy New Year, everyone.